John.
All right, let's get started. We're with Animal Control. Sue, welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
We'll start with revenues.
Okay.
I had nothing on revenues that I needed to talk about. Anybody else?
No, I want more.
We always want more.
We're working on that, Wayne. Our donation account sits well, and you know, I think a lot of the reason that our revenues have gone down on the rural services is because a lot of the towns are complaining to us that the towns don't want to do anything about the animal control, the issue with cats and stuff, because they say they can't afford it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't do anything about that, obviously.
Lisa, did you see anything there based on history that didn't make sense to you?
Uh-uh.
Okay. Expenses.
Okay.
We need to tell you that we're going to be working on the flex benefit. We know that that's going to change. We don't know how. It also is going to impact us probably on IPERS and FICA.
Yep.
We're going to have to make some swag changes there. We are committed to funding your staff at the level actual used. So really everything from flex benefits up. Probably going to be some working on those numbers as we go, trying to get closer to swag. I don't want you to worry a whole lot about that, other than you need to be thinking about your employees and how this discussion on health benefits is going to impact them, and be part of those conversations. The rest of it is going to be swag numbers, shifting money around, making sure we're only paying actual cost in a couple areas, and going from there.
Okay.
So start at vehicle fuels and maintenance, and let's go from there.
That's a good number for us. We did get a new truck, but, you know, I don't trust the fuel prices now. I mean, when I made this, the fuel prices weren't as low as they are now, and I look for them to go back up. I think this is just a temporary thing, but that's my own opinion.
Well, we're looking at 32,000 actual expenditures for this year, and fuel prices are lower right now than they were for most of last year. Would it be reasonable if we just stuck that in at 32,000 instead of 34,000?
Huh?
Where are you at?
Well, I'm sorry. Flex, I'm sorry. Where was it? I was still at flex.
3,000.
3,000.
You need to go down one. 3,000
okay.
For vehicle fuel.
Yeah, I was still looking at flex.
Okay, to put it at where?
No, it's fine.
It's fine. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw the 32,000 and I thought, why in the world are we going up in fuel?
Wow, that's so much gas.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's fine.
I'm good there.
Okay. Our office supplies.
Yeah.
You know, that's where we buy all of our forms that we have to have printed for us and everything, our envelopes, all that kind of stuff. If we need printer cartridges, whatever, that goes into that line item. I didn't raise it from last year because we seem to come out just about the same every year.
Mm-hmm.
Uniforms and equipment.
You don't use that every year? You do use that every year.
The office supplies?
No. Now uniforms and equipment. I'm trying not to be on flex anymore.
Because uniforms, we've kind of changed the way we dress, and it's helped with our public perception because people are much more willing to work with us. As silly as that sounds, it's true. But out of that comes our traps and our snare poles and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So that number really needs to stay about where it's at.
Okay.
Animal supplies, I don't think this line item has changed for 10 years at least. I mean, we still get donations from things, and we have our donation account if we need to, but Target and Walmart and Petco are generously supporting us mainly on the dog food, so we're pretty good there. Postage and mailing, I keep it the same. It usually comes out about the same. That's where letters I send, packages we have to send out. The correspondence, we get a lot of course donations, stuff like that, funeral stuff that we need to acknowledge and send to people. So that's what that comes out of. Employee mileage and expenses, you know, that's just for people that are putting the extra time into work. They use their own vehicle to go on something, like if the truck is already gone I use it a lot when I have to go on calls or whatever, you know. It's just after hours, that's what it's for. Let's see here.
Are you not on our phone system?
No.
Oh.
The only one in the whole dang budget that's not going up.
Right.
Yep.
Communication service, that's good, right?
Yeah. It's bad everywhere else.
Communication services, I left right where it was, that used to take care of and fund our pager, which we dropped. Brenda and I, who are on call, ultimately decided to give the sheriff's office our personal cell phone numbers, so we're just doing that. Education and training, I know it's very low, but we are privy to a lot of stuff that goes on over at Iowa State at the teaching school. We have DVDs. The best training we get is probably hands-on training. And we, you know, that's something that we have vets come over, show us how to look for worms under the microscope. So I don't put a lot out there for that. I don't feel inclined to go to conferences and everything at this point. After this many years, hopefully I understand what I'm supposed to be doing. And I have you guys there, hopefully, to tell me if I'm not. Utilities. This is tough, you know, now this winter the way it is. But I put it at $8,000. And by the way, I'm not getting a garbage bill anymore. Are you getting it, Lisa?
You're not?
No.
No, it comes to me and then it comes out of your account automatically.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, because Pratt used to send it right.
Yeah,
to
they
me.
Decided they came in and wanted to just consolidate.
That's cool.
So that
okay.
It's all
so
one.
Utilities. That's our obviously electricity, our gas and electricity. We don't have to pay for water, which is really nice because we use a ton of water. But it's still, we come in sometimes around $7,500. I just think leaving last year, I think it was at $8,200 or $8,400, and we dropped it down to $8,000, if memory serves me correct.
75.
Okay, and so I'd kind of like to leave that where it's at. Building repairs and maintenance, this takes care of, like, if we need a washer or a dryer or anything that we have to do to repair the building, which is like repairing kennels or having, we had to have drain tech come over the other day and route out our drains, anything like that, that's what that's used for. Our office rent, that's kind of just beyond our control. That is what it is. Special animal care, that's the money that comes through our donation account. It has nothing to do with the rest of the county funding that we receive from Story County. It's a donation account, and we put that money in there kind of to offset our veterinary care item, our food item, whatever we need to. So that's $16,000. I think you guys talked me into raising it last year, so I'm leaving it there.
And you're already at $18,800 this year, so
I know.
It was a good call, wasn't it?
I know. You're a very smart woman, Lisa Marshley. And then veterinary care. I left it the same because, again, we're being able to offset the donation account and the veterinary care. Veterinary care has gone up a ton in the last 5 to 6 years.
Sure.
We have a vet. We have a couple vets we use. One in particular gives us everything for cost, including our vaccinations, our medicine, and everything. So, really, I didn't raise anything. We're good with where we're at, and I know that there's probably other places right now that need it more. So I left it the way it was. Are there any questions?
Why don't we end with this one instead of start with this one?
Because Sue likes me and begs for the beginning.
Right.
And you guys are still in
the
good
mood. You're still happy.
Yeah, we're all
I'm always happy when I look at this one. I want to see this one at the end. I don't have anything.
Yeah, I was just kind of curious about, since we've got that nice lake out there, we might have a day where we could have some type of a floating apparatus where our animals could be floating on a little raft and people would kind of, like an animal race, could kind of bid on them, you know, as a revenue generating something, you know.
Well, I will tell you, that water's really deep. If something fell off, I know I wouldn't be thrilled about jumping in to save it. But we are, I think I told you, we are looking into purchasing T-shirts and stuff, and we are going to, I think, have it's called Dawn of the Dog. It's going to kind of the zombie kite. We're going to have a dog run in October.
Okay.
So we're working on that right now. But other than that, that's what I've got.
Great. Thank you.
Good.
Yeah. All right.
That it?
Yep.
I'm good. Sue, thanks.
Thank you.
We're done with you. You just had to suffer through all of that. What's next for us, Lisa?
Recorder at 1:30.
Recorder at 1:30. All right.